Birz Hashem, we're continuing now in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We spoke about last week the inyan of that somebody who is machzik b'machlokes, someone who, through the fact that you're telling over stories and getting people raised up about it and angry and fighting and being and maintaining the argument, you are mamash ba'adas klerech. And it worked out perfectly because last week's parsha was parsha's klerech. Okay, so that's why. What's the problem? Because the problem is Lashon Hara has a way of literally just making sure that the negativity still swirls around. The way that a person talks, the way that a person acts, the way a person thinks, it's so much shpia on so many things. I mean, oftentimes, the truth is, a lot of arguments, if you just would stop and just stop giving it energy, it just goes away. It's a fire, it burns, and it can really burn people very, very, very stark, but fire only burns to the extent that you're continually giving it oxygen.
Why do people find political things?
I hold it's ridiculous. But the point is that Kol Zman that you're giving it weight, you're giving it something to burn, it's going to continue to burn.
As long as the left is around, it's going to continue.
The point is that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, what are they using? They're using the Koyach HaDibur, which is called, what is it called?
Yeah.
Now, Dibur, in Chazal, it's called a Dover She'ein Boy Mamish, meaning to say it doesn't have any physical entity to it, right? It doesn't have any physical characteristics to speech, okay? It's my voice box, you know, vibrating at a certain rate. It's my lips moving at a certain rate. But otherwise, there's nothing that's really there. It's just Hevel Pihem. It's just the Pashat Hevel. It's just air. And yet, nonetheless, air is the number one thing which causes fire to burn. And on the other hand, we find it that when it comes to Dibur, the Hevel of the Peh, it also can be Mamtik things very well. How do I know? How does anybody know? Does anybody know what I'm referring to? By the Torahs? By the Torahs. Hatev vadek, shehakol yafil besamim. The coil is able to make the besamim there because the oxygen, because actually true, the oxidation process of speaking of the oxygen going and being mixed in together with the besamim of the Torahs actually brings out the tam better. It actually brings out the beauty of the Torahs itself. In a mashaldik way, when someone speaks b'dibor toiv, the hevel, the hatev vadek, the Torahs, which Chazal tells in Masech Sarachin, is a kapara for Lashon Hara, and speaking positively can be the biggest takan, the biggest tikkun. So a person speaks negatively and causes machlekes and keeps the negativity around. It drives me crazy. Certain things people say, oh, yeah, like this thing, like that negative thing, or that negative thing. When people point out negative, they'll always turn an idea, turn a negative. And it doesn't help life. It doesn't mean that the negativity doesn't exist. I don't want to go into details, but it's not that negativity doesn't exist. It's not the negativity, it isn't there. It's not that we don't see the negativity. It just means you don't live your life with that negativity constantly in front of you. Adraba, Yid is asked to look at the world for sure through the perspective of Shivisi Hashem Lenegde Samin. That the way I live my life is through that prison. That things I try to look at the positive things. What's more positive than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kod ma da'av rachmana, the tav of it. Upam Harbe says the Chafetz Chaim. Matzi oid lav echod. Speaking about through the different lavim that we've seen so far. V'hu lefi masher yirigilin harbe levazeis lechaveri b'maisiv harishoinim oy bepgam mishpacha. That people speak derogatorily and negatively about people's pasts, about family past history. Oh, I remember that grandpa. Yeah, he was such a kamsan. Oh, I know, I remember him. Oh, you wouldn't even realize. Oh, shalom aleichem. Oh, you talk about what degree he's lacking in his chachma, he's lacking in his Torah, he's lacking in malacha. I want to. So call ish lefi inyana asher nemar lo dvar masher yachisel viavilel v'lo yuchul lohi ozer mehem. I feel my dover bein levin atzmai oivra alav dolei soni ish es amitoy. Even if such a person literally, this is a private matter, but you just simply just think negatively or talk negatively specifically about people's backgrounds, but they're negative. You just talk derogatorily about people. Even if it's between you and yourself, you're oivra on the isra of loy soina, which is pashut oinas dvarim. It's an amazing thing. Oinas dvarim, you would assume it's only based off the end result of how the person feels. But no, it's about how a person speaks. It starts from the makor of the speaker, not the end result, theoretically. And by the way, it's actually famous. The Chafetz Chaim brings down later, we'll see, that even if a person would speak Lashon Hara about somebody that is not offended, who is the least offended person in the world? Under the Kol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, nonetheless, Miriam was nenash for speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Oh, he was Moichel, he was a tzaddik, he stumbles Moichel mitchila. It doesn't matter. Even if the person you think will know is not going to be bothered, it is still ushered. Oh, the Ayriba in Asdvarim, Kedisa Babam Metzia. For sure, all the more so if you're in front of others. Not just beside the fact that you speak Lashon Hara about the person, you speak Lashon Hara, you're also over on the lav of Baal Soino, of also Isser of Anas Dvarim. So it's very important to understand how many lavim a person gets to. We're just in the psicha of the lavin of the Chafetz Chaim. We've already seen to be Adas Korach, Loisitor, Loisikoim, all the different lavim that are included in speaking Lashon Hara about a person. Because negativity, there's nothing worse that brings down the Welt more than negativity. How you talk, how you speak. There was just a yard site. Some people would argue on that there was a yard site. But there's a yard site, it was Gimel Tammuz. And the Bava Cherevo had a few ideas. Listen. And he said it beautifully aside. He said, you shouldn't call a hospital, or how do you say in Ivrit, a hospital?
Beit Chalim.
He says, you shouldn't call it Beit Chalim. Call it a base refuah, a place of rehabilitation, of getting healthier. It's about how we speak negativity, how often we speak negative. Some people I know, a Gold of Yisrael, I think it was Rechaim Shmuel Levitz even, that he got it from. And he said, we shouldn't call Jews in Eretz Yisrael chilonim, because there's no such thing as a Jew who's chol. They may act chol, but the etzem kedusha kaita of them, that's a yid. I don't know, I'm not a branding expert on what they should be called, maybe, I don't know. But nonetheless, the idea is that it's how we speak is kveh a metzias. Hatzlacha,